Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my wonderful friends. Welcome back to r/I Do Work Here Lady, where people who actually work at places get mistaken as not, and the stories are super entertaining. In this episode, there's going to be four stories. The first is a nice and short one about a lady who doesn't know that she's talking to an owner. The second story, OP's mistaken as a newbie at work and gets picked on. The third is an employee who doesn't believe that OP is the owner's daughter. And we'll finish up with a wholesome story where a business owner puts a smile on a customer's face. Guys, I hope you stay for the stories today, and do hit that subscribe button for future stories. Let's dive in. This first story is titled, I Can't Call Over My Manager Because I'm the Owner. So, the other day, I was working in my bakery with a few employees, and we were finishing up the day, closing up and cleaning. We close at 9 p.m. and haven't gotten to locking the doors as we were busy doing other things. I want to note that when I'm in my store, I always like to dress casual since I'm in the back most of the time. I was in a flowy, flowery dress. So a lady comes in screaming on her phone and yells at us. It's about 10 minutes after 9, so we're definitely closed. And she says, I need a chocolate cake with green and blue frosting, now. I instantly respond with the fact that we're closed, and if she wanted a cake, she would have to come back tomorrow when we're open again, and that custom cakes require you to call in advance. She responded, you aren't closed. The door was unlocked, and there's employees out doing stuff. I started to tell her that we only open till 9, and it's past 9, so unfortunately, we can't take any more orders. I told her to come back tomorrow morning, and we'll get this sorted out ASAP. She looks at me all angry, and then she said the dreaded words, get me the manager. She said that she'll talk to them and see if they can make an exception. I denied her and told her that the manager unfortunately has gone home for the day since our business is closed. Like, lady, what can't you understand about this? Unless you're the Queen of England, or the President, or someone important, you're not getting a cake right now. She decided to threaten me and have all of our jobs taken, then threw out this sob story about how she needed the cake because her father is celebrating his 90th birthday. I told her she has to leave the store and that she will not be getting a cake tonight. She then said to me, you don't even look like you know what you're talking about. I've been here multiple times, and you're just in a dress. How do I even know you're an employee? Being behind the counter doesn't make you an employee. She then asked to speak to one of my workers, who are still in aprons. That's when I had enough and said, listen, you have to leave now. I do work at this bakery, and let me tell you one thing. Even if you got a hold of the manager, like right now, the manager won't even have authority over me because I'm the owner of this bakery. I then proceeded to point to my cameras that watched the register and told her to look up there. She asked me why I got her to look up there and I said, I want the cameras to get a clear look at your face just in case you try something malicious. Then I told her that she's banned from the store and that she's no longer welcome. I absolutely hate customers like this. I used to get that all the time when I worked at Quiznos. We also closed at 9. And the ovens were usually shut down and we started cleaning up like 10 minutes before. And there were countless times where groups, like massive groups of people would come in right on the dot or 5 minutes before and order like 20 subs and then argue that they made it on time. It really must be nice to be an owner of a store and ban somebody for life. I wish. This next story is titled, Employees Don't Know Who I Am. For the last 7 to 8 years, I've worked at a paintball park, and I know a decent amount about paintball overall. Well, the last 4 years, I've only worked at the park during summers, since I'm gone the other 8 to 9 months for college. The turnover rate is pretty high, so there's always new employees. This happened roughly 2 years ago, during my first weekend back at the park. I just got back into town 3 days earlier, and my friend, who's the manager, needed some extra help, so he calls me in. I didn't realize they had new work shirts, so I showed up in a hoodie with the paintball park's name on it. So at least I'm wearing something that has the name on it. The manager takes me to a couple of other managers and introduces me to them. And he says, when I'm not here, he's basically the acting manager for the day and should be able to answer any questions you would have for me. With that being said, I'm pretty much unofficial manager. A majority of the employees don't know who I am, which is normal. This always happens. However, there were around 5 to 8 of them who were on some power trip and were trying to stiff arm me because they worked there for 8 months. 8 months. And they already think they run the place, and two of them were quote-unquote managers. In my eyes, they weren't managers because they're in charge of a small area, and they pretty much had no authority over anyone. As I'm working doing my thing, I had one of these guys come up to me and tried to get me to do a really crappy task which nobody wanted to do. They thought they were just going to hand it off to the new guy, a job which I already knew wasn't going to fly. It sounds pretentious, but I'm the only person who can handle big groups, because I've done them all the time. So he kicks me off the group, right in the middle, and told me to take out the trash instead. I said whatever, and started doing the trash. The assistant manager, who I trained years ago, and the manager both asked me what I'm doing. I told them what happened, and they both got upset that someone felt compelled to do that. An hour later, someone else was trying to tell me how to fix the paintball guns. I told him I don't need help, but thanks anyway, and he still kept trying to tell me what I'm doing wrong. 8 years of experience working here, and I'm still doing things wrong apparently. I told him no, that this is how you do it. And then the equipment manager came over and asked what I'm doing.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I told her that a gun was broken and I'm fixing it. She told me to take it to the main manager because he handles all the fixes. I told her I already talked to him and he said it's fine. She then radios him in front of me, staring at me like I'm a waste of skin and bones, and asked him, "Hey, OP's trying to fix this gun. Did you give him a thumbs up?" He said yes. So she just hovers over my shoulder to see if I mess up or not, and she's pointing out what I'm doing wrong when I'm doing it correctly. At this point, I'm getting annoyed because everyone's trying to tell me how to do my job or what I'm doing is wrong. So I round up the 7 to 8 employees that are trying to stiff arm me and pull them into the main building. I go to the assistant manager and asked him, "Who trained you?" And he pointed to me. I asked the main manager, "How long have I been working here?" And he said, "I don't know, 7 to 8 years. He then said to the employees that when he's not around, that they basically answer to me and that I'm their boss. I looked at the 7 to 8 employees. All their eyes are wide open. And I said, "We got off on the wrong foot. You guys don't know me and I don't know you. That's okay. We'll get to know each other. But please don't boss me around when you don't need to. You've been here less than a year. And I've been around the block a few times." The main manager said he was sorry that happened. I said, it's all good. And he just said to float the park and help out wherever anyone needs help. Basically, do whatever I want for the rest of the day. The way OP handled that situation was simply amazing. He knew that he was more experienced than the other employees, but he kept super calm and chill when they were telling him what he was doing wrong, and basically bullying him and making him do grunt work. I would have loved to see their stunned faces when the manager tells them that OP is basically their boss. This story is titled, "You're Not the Boss's Kid." I don't really know if it belongs here, but my parents have a business, and when I was around 12 or 13, I used to help out a lot in there. It was usually after school when I came in, but whenever I walked in there and there were some new workers, they never really questioned it. So one day after school, I went inside and I pressed the bell, and I saw a man, probably like 35 years old or something, and he looked confused. So I look him in the eyes, and he just stands in front of the door and looks at me, and then he closes the door, leaving me outside. Great. So I ring the bell again, and I just hear, "Don't open that door." And I hear my aunt, who also works there, say, "Why?" And he went, "There's some idiotic girl, probably begging for money." So I ring the bell a third time, and my aunt pops out and lets me in. I greet her and give her a kiss and go straight to my parents' office. Exactly in front of their office, that guy was there again. He told me I couldn't go in because they have a meeting. There was a window where I saw my father sit in front of my mother because he probably needed help with some documents or something. So I said, "I don't really think they're having a meeting because those are both my parents." And the guy says, "No, they aren't. I've seen their kids a lot of times since I've worked here for a really long time." I didn't really remember how long he said it, but it sure as heck wasn't believable. At this point, 12-year-old me didn't care anymore, and I just went right in. I came in, my parents looked at me, tried to greet me, and then that worker just grabbed me by the arm and told them, "I'm really sorry, this kid tried to come in and steal things." My mom then told him to stop, which he already did, and told him that that's my daughter, don't you dare lie about my daughter stealing. He stared at me in disbelief and stormed right out. My parents fired him. This last story is titled, "Friday Evening Dinner." I was sitting in a local restaurant, having dinner and a beer after work on a Friday evening. The restaurant wasn't packed, and it was nice and quiet, and I didn't see anyone I knew, so I just sat there all by myself and my own thoughts, enjoying the meal. When I finished the meal and my beer, I went outside for a smoke. When I came back in, there was a new beer on my table. I asked the waiter if he read my mind, and he just smiled at me. After the beer, I ordered a drink and finished it before I went to the toilet to make room for another one. The same thing happened. There was a new drink standing on my table waiting for me. I was puzzled for a bit, but finished it, and then called the waiter to pay my bill. He came over to me and told me that it was already taken care of. What? By who? And why? It turned out that a man that I didn't know at all paid it all. I thanked him, but asked him why, as I clearly didn't know him. He asked me if I remembered that I helped move a large cupboard from a trailer inside a house a year or so ago. I barely did, as it was a long time ago, and wasn't anything special. I then remembered. It was a day when I was walking around the neighborhood, and he and his pregnant wife had bought the said cupboard, and I helped him carry it into their house. I then told him that it's nice that another customer's paying for my bill, and that I appreciate it. He then says that he works here, and that he owns the restaurant, and how it's his pleasure to give back to me, as I helped them back then. I'm sorry for the lack of Karens and the drama that you're familiar with in these stories in here. And that wraps up another episode of r/I Do Work Here Lady. If you missed the last episode, go check it out. OP is an owner of a multi-million dollar law firm and gets mistaken as a homeless man. And I'll see you guys in the next one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.